There was two things I wanted to mention to you. I have a list here. I spent a lot of time listening at silence and deciding what it looked like, what it sounded like, what it was. Silence is only there when it bangs up against other things, is what I found. But I wrote this, to listen to the silence, to compare the morning silence, so thin and expectant, to the nighttime silence, so thick and rich, dense as a good chocolate cake. To listen, to learn equanimity, this is something to which I aspire. And then I wrote the next morning, the opportunity to just sit in the forest, to be with all this verdant nature, to watch it grow and transform daily. That leaf I fell in love with 10 months ago, at the turning spot of my walking meditation, is still there. The insect poles have enlarged and joined together. They flute the top edge. The once glossy deep green surface has dulled, and grayish yellow spots have appeared in three places. It is no longer the dazzling fresh growth it once was. It looks like me after a year. But it speaks of endurance and holds a strength, a presence. Soon it will lose its tenacity, its lifeblood, and will drop and become leaf litter, returning to the earth from which it grow, as I will. I watch it, I learn, and appreciate. We talk about who are my teachers going to be. Goodness gracious, to have this shiny green leaf be a teacher. Kind of amazing that that would happen.